Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. This is Pastor Bob Thibodeau here. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part two of my two-part interview with Randy Stone. Now, I've known Randy and his wife Pamela for, gosh, over 20-plus years. Randy is and his wife lead a ministry called 3 Degrees Ministries up in Cambridge, Minnesota, that helps pastors and ministry leaders to establish a legacy for their church. And if you missed any of yesterday's interview, you need to go back and catch up, because we're just going to pick right up where we left off yesterday. We don't have time to go back and cover all these things all over again, so you need to go back and listen to it so you understand what we're talking about. Randy is also the program director for River City Recovery Ministries up in Cambridge, Minnesota. And I'm telling you, the information he's giving you today is vital. Now let's jump right back into this interview with Randy Stone, and I'll talk to you on the other side. If someone went through your seminar, went through the training, what kinds of tangible differences will they have made? Something that they can look back at or others may notice and say, wow, you've changed. You know, what can they expect?
Well, what's going to happen is we're going to speak the truth, and sometimes that hurts. But embracing vulnerability is a form of strength. And finding out where we miss it, reaching out, and understanding that the thing I believed for a long period of time, it may be not completely inaccurate, but maybe it's incomplete. Mm. And so having a change of mindset, you know, your mind is set one way, and then with new information, it sets a different way, you know, and that's making that small correction. Amen. And because, you know, I really believe in personalizing these things to where people actually live and what they're actually going to do. And so it's change in mindsets, seeing something that you never seen before because these lenses come off. You know, here's an example. Just this week, you know, from myself, it was a couple weeks ago. I've got a vision board. I'm looking at this. And I look and I'm like, my marriage isn't on my goal list. Wow. It's not on my marriage and my family were not on there. Because I just took it for granted. And so I went to my wife of 27 years and I said, you know what? I've been a jerk. You weren't even on the list. And now I have this change. It's those sorts of change. I'm not going to ask anyone to do something I'm not willing to do myself. Amen. And so it's that kind of change that happens, because that's actual learning. When it's something that happens to us, when it's internalized, when it comes from the inside out, that's learning. So I've made a difference. You know, we make specific time now for that. It's that sort of thing.
Yeah, amen. Amen. So you have your own team. I mean, you have your wife, Pamela. You have your partner, Steve Winters. Yep. You surrounded yourself with people that hold you accountable.
Yes.
How do you provide that type of guidance and support and accountability to those that go through your program?
It's through trust. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. I want to work with, and for the sake of this ministry, this purpose, I need to work with the leader. We have another pastor in Iowa who's on our board, and then another one in Illinois who's on our board, and you know, that's where we're starting. Like I said, we're starting with a small team. I'm going to work with them, then they're going to work with their people, and then they're going to work with their people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's the team building aspect. You know, you can't win a football game with just the quarterback.
Right.
And he's got to have a center to snap the ball to and give him the ball. But If that's all you got, you're still not going to win any games.
Right.
Every person on the team, you know, the 300-pound lineman is not going to be the wide receiver that runs down the end zone score. He has a specific job to do as part of the team.
And
he can't be the quarterback.
You know, one of our board members is an African American, and he is teaching me about the African American community. He's teaching me about how people trust and how they see ministry, and it's different from how I do because I'm a white guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning these things, and that's why we need these different team members. He's opened the door to African American pastors where, you know, in next month in October, you know, we're going to be on the south side of Chicago ministering with a man who wants to build up people in the inner city.
Yeah,
he says, I like to minister to the thugs. Well, glory. I'm not going to minister to the thugs.
Right. But he can.
But he can.
Yeah.
And I can, build a relationship with him that supports him. I think we're looking for our own deal instead of coming up under, submitting to one another.
Amen.
And helping you do yours. And that's where I find real leverage is I want to help people do theirs.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I'm good.
I've said over and over again over the years, you know, that it takes an alcoholic to minister to an alcoholic. It takes a former drug addict to minister effectively to a drug addict. Because if I walked in, you know, now I was an alcoholic. So I can minister to an alcoholic.
Amen.
You know, God supernaturally delivered me from that. 25, 26 years ago. I didn't even know I had quit drinking. I went 6 months without a drink, didn't even realize it, you know. But, you know, I cannot go down and minister to a gangbanger in prison because I've never lived that life. I don't know what it's like to be in prison. You know? But you take someone who came out of that, they can effectively minister in prison.
Right.
You know, and like you said, you know, this guy, that's his calling. He wants to go minister to the thugs on the south side of Chicago. He can do that, you know.
Right.
You can't. Now, you can help him to go do that, and you're still part of his ministry. Amen.
Right.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
We're part of his team.
Yeah, exactly. When you do your training, say pastor calls you in, and then, you know, you do the training. You see, come back 6 months later, everything. Is there any additional fees for all this, or is it like all a package deal? How does that work?
You don't have
to give exact prices and things like that.
You know, it's just like you and I were talking before earlier. You want to make this as affordable as possible. So what we'd like to do is just be able to, you know, take an offering for at the time we're there. But no upfront cost to where we go. We'll get us, you know, we'll get ourselves there. If you can provide a hotel room or something like that, that would be really great.
Amen.
But this is to build people up. We're looking to go out and give. And so that's the way we're approaching it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. So as we were talking before we started the recording, that's how our ministry started. Same exact way. Amen. Amen. Now, there's basically what I found two types of people that we associate with on a daily basis. Those that are aligned with our goals and values and those that are not. As a ministry leader and as a business leader, who should we be pouring ourselves into? You know, those who are aligned with the goals, or are you trying to minister to those who are not aligned with the goals? And for that matter, who should we be avoiding?
You know, what I've found is that who is with you, some people are going to be with you, and they're going to go through the fire, the flood, and the mud. But then there's others who are not with you, and it doesn't matter what we do to bend over backwards, they're still going to be upset or they're still going to leave.
Right.
So I personally try and run people off just to make sure that we're on the same side, we're on the same team. I'm not talking about anything immoral or yelling at, cursing at anyone. But, you know, the vision, the Great Commission is more important than our specific personalities. When people come to us, especially ministry-oriented, they're in all sorts of different stages and positions of their life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the ones that are with you, you pour into. And the Lord will reveal that to you. The ones that are with you, you pour into them, that they can pour into others. Now, that is a big deal. If you pour into somebody and they, after a period of time, they're not replicating or reproducing or doing that themselves, well, maybe that's a time for a talk. Like, hey, I noticed we got this into you, and you're not willing to share it, because some people will be a superstar all by themselves. And they can get a lot done, but they can't necessarily bring people along, or they can't reproduce themselves, in other words, disciple people, because it's still all about them. You know, and that's some insecurities that have to be dealt with.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now, you have on your website what you call the 5 must-haves for ministry. I love this list. Share with our listeners what your 5 must-haves are, and then I'll have a couple questions for you.
Sure. We have to be sharp as a tack. Number one, we have to be a professional. Now, if this is a hobby, well, then, okay, it's a hobby. Then just say, this is my hobby. I'm doing ministry. I'm reaching a few people. That's fine. But if this is going to be a profession, we need to treat it as a profession. We need to judge ourselves rightly, and we need to act and as though, you know, it was really something we're serious about. Number two, we have to have a passion or enthusiasm about what we're doing. You know, enthusiasm is a fun word because, you know, it implies passion, and passion implies pain. Yeah. And so in the middle of pain, can I have a positive, you know, focus, really great attitude? Can I keep my head above water when things are not going well and when they're going well? So we have to have this enthusiasm that people want to be a part of. That's attractive. We need to know what we're talking about.
Amen.
Amen. We absolutely need to be an expert in what we're doing. It takes 10,000 hours to develop mastery in a thing. The first time I went to minister, literally half of the room got up and walked out because it was so bad.
That's bad.
You know, 15 years later, it's not that way. So we need to know what we're talking about. And sometimes we're not promoted and we don't reach where we think we should be because we still haven't mastered what we're there for. So that's a big key, being an expert. Another thing, number 4, is being sold out. Hmm. Sold out. You know, there's the old saying about the people came over from Spain and they were going to go conquer the Aztecs, and they looked back and the captain had burned all the ships they came on, so they had to win. Yeah. You know, yeah. We have to win. Failure is not an option. That's not something that's going to happen. I'm completely sold out. I'm either going to do this or, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. You know, we can change direction once we get going, but if you're not committed, and that's really what I'm talking about, being committed and sold out, what happens to your faith is by being sold out, you will see things you wouldn't see before.
Amen.
When you believe there's a way of escape, when you believe there's a way out, and when you hold back, you're not committed, and your faith will not see what you need, and your opportunities will pass you by. So that's number 4. And then number 5 is to raise your standards.
Yeah.
We settle for second. We settle for things that are not necessary, and we have to raise our standards. We have to, you know, in Isaiah it says, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch out your tent and your curtains wide. We need to do that.
Yeah, amen, amen. You know, I like the analogy about the Super Bowl, you know. You don't see the losing team running around the field, jumping up and down, holding up 2 fingers, say, we're number 2, we're number 2.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's talk about these 5 things out. Professional, not a hobby. I love that. A profession is something, in my opinion, you never really complete. I mean, you're always training. You're always trying to get better. Look at the professional athletes we just referenced. Once they get that multi-million dollar contract, they don't stop training until they're like, well, I made it. Now I don't have to work so hard. No, they push even harder at that point. You know, and I believe ministers
yes.
Are the same way.
Yes, once we reach a goal, once we reach something, especially if we do it early, that's not the time to rest. That's the time to really make up ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the time to press on and go forward.
Amen. Yeah, that, I used to tell my privates, well, my troops back when I was in the Army, when we take the hill, is not the time to kick back, grab a bite to eat, and sit under the shade tree and just take it easy for a few minutes. You need to immediately start preparing for a counterattack, because the enemy's upset. you pushed into his territory. He's upset right now.
And something as well is, it's not about what you're getting paid or your payout. If we're thinking of that, I'd second guess if this is even for us. In researching some of this, I looked at Joe Torre, the baseball manager for the New York Yankees. Yep. He spent 26 years in the major leagues before he won the World Series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
17 years as a player, 11 years as a manager. This is not overnight.
Yeah. That's
true. Some people will say, if you're a professional, you're going to do this day in, day out because it's your duty. You're talking about military. It is our duty. We are sent. This is the Great Commission. This is what's going to happen. And we need to, this is all about attitude. We lift our attitude. This is what I'm going to do, period. Amen. That's it.
Amen. And you talk about a hobby. In my opinion, a hobby is something that you can change or drop at will. It's, for lack of a better term, basically a side hustle.
Exactly. Yeah. And if it is, hey,
that's okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good. But call it what it is.
Yeah. Amen. And let's talk about enthusiasm. That does not mean false enthusiasm for the, for the sake of showing others. It has to be true internally. When I was a drill sergeant, I used to tell my soldiers basic training, false enthusiasm is better than no enthusiasm. In other words, make me happy by being enthusiastic, right? I was basically telling them, I expect you to remain motivated even when you don't feel like it, because that was their outward expression that others can see. But we're talking about that internal enthusiasm that only motivates you, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, how can someone develop that kind of enthusiasm?
Quit the excuses.
Oh,
quit being a sissy.
There you go. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Honestly, no, it's get saved. Understand and know. No, if you know the truth, Freedom Through Faith Radio, right? If you know the truth will set you free. And when you're free, to do this or free not to do it. And so you understand that you're a grown up. You have a choice. I don't have to do this, but I choose to do it. Yeah. And that puts you in as an authority. I've chosen this. And so, that's where my enthusiasm comes whenever it gets tough. I'm like, well, I'll get the mirror. I say, you chose this. You put yourself here. Now let's see it through.
Amen. 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 Then let's talk about being the expert. I love that. In ministry, 2 Timothy 2:15 talks about study to show yourself approved.
Yep.
In other words, be the expert of what you're going to talk about in ministry, yep, and business and podcasting, right? I tell people, don't be all things. Don't try to be all things to everybody, because then you help nobody.
Right.
Make one thing, do it better than anybody else, and you can, yep, offer a couple of other side things, but you should be known for one thing. And how, yep, do you see that as a topic of being an expert?
The only thing I do, and I help turn around a horrible program that was, more than $70,000 in debt, and everybody was using drugs at the time I showed up to save this program. People were against it. They wanted to shut it down. And I went in, and the only thing I do really well is help people face reality and transform their lives. Amen. That's it. I don't do anything else very good. I don't keep books very well, so I have somebody that does that. I don't, schedule things very well, so we have people that do that. I stick to what I do well.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's right.
And incidentally, I spent more than 4,000 hours ministering in the Polk County Jail. Mm. That's when I quit counting. I've sat in front of thousands of people, and day after day after day, people that are not, influential, people that are really broke, busted, and disgusted. In order to understand and find out why are you here? What happened,
yeah,
that they can come out of there? So,
yeah, Amen. Yeah, that's right. You know, we're talking about, you know, what are you known for? I have a sign here in my office, right above my computer monitor. It says, what am I going to do today that others can't do, won't do, or will not even think about doing? And sometimes when I'm wondering, okay, what's next on my list? What do I need to do? I'll just read that. And it helps me to stay on track, on path, on my azimuth, so to speak.
Right.
Not 3 degrees off, as we've been talking about today. What do you mean by being 100% sold out with no shame? No shame.
You know, David said when he went and saw Goliath, he says, "Is there not a cause?" And I think that's the key. That is a key to it. I believe in more in my cause than my personal comfort.
Amen.
I want this cause to be done more than I want to be comfortable. So I'm going to put myself intentionally in uncomfortable situations. Obviously, it's appropriate. I'm not going to go minister to strippers. I'm going to put myself in situations that are uncomfortable so that I can get used to it and grow. Now, if I'm not sold out, I'm going to find every excuse possible to not do the very thing that I'm supposed to do.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's a human condition.
Yep. Amen. Amen. That's so true. That's so true. That goes back to like the guy that you're supporting that is going to go minister in the south side of Chicago. You know?
Yes.
If he said, why don't you go down there? And said, okay, I'm going to go. You're going to come up with every excuse why you should not go down there at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night.
It's dark.
Finally, we must raise our standards. Always be hungry and stretch. I think that goes back to the analogy of the sports athlete. Just because he attained his lifelong goal doesn't mean he can rest. Now he needs to set another goal, something that'll motivate him to get up every morning and continue to get better. How can we do that in ministry? I mean, the goal of ministry is to help others see Jesus. But I think that goes back to the vision discussion we had at the beginning, but it's too vague. But how do you help people to identify ways that they can raise their standards and stretch?
You know, I believe that we're too soft on ourselves. And we've heard other people say that we can't, so then we can, we shouldn't, or whatever. And we're not listening to the Lord about this. I really do. I believe we're too soft. I'd like to, you know, in John 8, the woman that was caught in adultery, yeah. Jesus said, "I don't condemn you. Go sin no more." That woman had so many husbands that she had to raise her standards. Yes, it's difficult. But if we don't do that, what are we missing out on?
Yeah,
we're missing out on the good things. We're missing out on the promised land. The children of Israel came out of Egypt, and they saw themselves as grasshoppers. Yeah. We have to raise our standards. Caleb and Joshua said, "Hey, let's go take this. Let's take this mountain. Let's go do it." Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about, raising our standards. If you're saved, if you're blood-bought, if you're born again, you know you have divine backup. There is nothing that there's no weapon formed against you that's going to prosper. I'm going to see this through. And I have to raise my – I do illustrations. I do personal application where we do things, you know, we do exercises in our training that demonstrate this sort of thing. To just raise our standards. Don't settle. You know, if we were in school and we saw the cute girl and she turned us down, well, then we'd go find an ugly girl because then she didn't turn us down. No, no, no. You know, just regroup. Go after the cute girl. Go after the thing that the Lord has put in front of you. If you can do it in your own strength, is the Lord even in it?
Right, right. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Sorry, I got a little preachy there.
No, that's great because if the Lord, you know, if back in 2010, if he'd have showed me I'd be doing what I'm doing today, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. You know, he showed me the next step. This is why we, you know, begin that weekly 30-minute online radio. 30 minutes a week. Okay, I don't know how to do that, but let me learn. I can do that. 30 minutes a week. That evolved into, you know, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week ministry. You know, it's one of those things that if he'd have said, this is what you're going to be doing, you're going to be in 167 nations, and you're going to have your own podcast hosting company. Whoa, 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 stop. You got the wrong guy, you know.
Right.
But he brought me through step by step.
And always be hungry. Always be stretching. You know, if we're always hungry, we're never going to get full.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Amen. On your website, 3degrees.training, I've seen a topic titled Destiny with Purpose under Freedom and Peace in the Frequently Asked Questions section. What do you mean by that term, Destiny with Purpose?
I believe that when we're accomplishing, when we're about God's purpose, delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you the desire of your heart, you'll reach your destiny. We all have things that we think, oh, this is what I was here to do. Or if we're discontented with where we are or what we're doing, the more we focus on our purpose, that's going to lead us to our destiny. That's going to lead us to a destiny, destination. That's going to lead us to the right destination, is through our purpose. He's the author, the finisher of our faith. So He's going to lead us through that purpose.
Glory. Man, Randy, this has been great. I mean, you've given us a lot to think about today. Again, if someone wanted to reach out, get in touch with you to inquire about your services or maybe to do interviews such as this, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with us by 763. No. Randy Stone at live.com. RandyStone@live.com.
And your website address?
It's 3degrees.training.
Amen. Amen. Be sure it's dot training, folks, not dot com, dot training. Amen. Folks, wow. All right, that about sums up our discussion today with Randy. You need to get in touch with Randy Stone, inquire about his seminars, make plans to attend one that's going to be held near you. If there's none in your area, be the leader. Contact them and have them come to your town and hold a seminar. Praise God. Don't wait on others to take the initiative. You take the initiative. Look at it like this. If the Lord has called you to put together an empowered conference seminar with Randy, there are only two options and only two results. One, you obey, and what's the worst thing that can happen? Well, maybe only a couple people show up. But yet you obey God. That means great things can come from what appears to be small beginnings. The other option is you do not obey God, and that means you're missing out on the blessings God had in store for you. The plans God had for you. Those that would have been called by God to attend that seminar are missing out on what God had for them through you in the seminar. And you're in disobedience to God. So long story short, that is not a position you want to find yourself in. Randy, when our radio station, Evangelism Radio, started to shoot up through the rankings on Shoutcast, ultimately it was ranked number one in the world, I asked the Lord, Lord, why me? Why did you choose me to build this station doing things nobody else has ever done? And his reply, you know, God has such a way of keeping you humble without making you feel bad. He said, and I've played this over and over when faced with other decisions that seemed impossible for me at the time. His reply to my question of why me was, son, you were not the first one I called to do this. You were just the first one to obey. So that means I was not God's first choice. At first I was shocked, but then I remembered the last part, and he said, you were just the first one to obey. And that's where the blessing resides, folks.
Absolutely.
Obedience. Scripture even says obedience is better than sacrifice. So Randy, thank you so much for taking your time to come on the program today. You got any closing thoughts?
You know, I think you summed it up really well. I really enjoyed this, and hopefully we can do it again sometime.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got an open invitation, man. So, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Go to the show notes down below. Click on the links to get in touch with Randy and his team and set this up. Ask him questions. Get in touch with him. Begin that relationship, because you never know how God's going to bless it. And we are all out of time for today. For Randy Stone and myself, it's Pastor Bob Tibble reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.